Here I am again at the Ayn Rand Institute in California. And again, the staff has been generous enough to appear and help me present this podcast. I'm going to plunge in with a question on metaphysics. The questioner says he has a problem with the objectivist view of the primacy of existence. Now, just for those of you who may not remember, the primacy of existence says that reality, the world, that which exists, is independent of our minds, of our faculty of awareness, of our consciousness, and that all our consciousness can do is perceive, understand, learn about existence, but it can't change it. If I simply wish something, wish that that person would disappear, the wish doesn't make it happen. Now, within that context, he says, isn't it true that consciousness takes actions that does alter or change existence? Sometimes. And he gives the example of moving your hand, other things like that. You want it, you do it. Isn't that your consciousness affecting existence? Your body being part of existence? And there I would say, that's a good question, which I once asked Ayn Rand, maybe 40 years ago, that consciousness is integrated with your brain and body into one total organism, one living organism. And obviously, therefore, it affects the brain and the body in a way that's completely unique to its relation to anything else. Anytime you think, if you initiate the thought process, your brain is put into motion, whatever electrons or synapses, etc. Anytime you will to move a body part, your conscious decision has produced a physical effect. But consciousness is not connected in that way with anything else or with existence as such. And now the point to notice is that even in regard to the body, existence has primacy. In other words, it is what it is. It is independent of you, and your wish can't change it. For instance, suppose you're bald, and you wish, you think, you dream of having hair. That doesn't have any effect. You have to change it physically. So even within the influence of consciousness, it's highly delimited, and it depends on physical conditions. It depends on even the ability of your arm to move is stopped without the physical conditions or the ability to think is stopped if you have the right kind of brain tumor. In other words, to affect even those aspects of the body which you can, you have to obey the laws of existence. And in that sense, existence has primacy. Even in the things which your consciousness brings about, it can't get rid of, in the majority of cases at least, without following physical rules. For instance, your nervousness, your psychological tension might produce an ulcer. But if you then say, I wish I didn't have one, you can't take it away. So there is a difference here, but it doesn't affect the primacy of existence.